and welcome to this special podcast, which is an edited version in the main of an outside broadcast by BBC Radio Merseyside to Park Farm Community Centre in St Helens on Merseyside, in which I feature on several occasions, but you'll hear more about what the Come Together Hub of St Helens gets up to. And this was on Friday, March the 14th. Some interesting people there, lots of very worthy people, lots of very kind people, supportive people in various projects and societies. And the whole event, the broadcast, is hosted at the breakfast show on Radio Merseyside by Kevin Duala. And if you want to hear the full broadcast again, including all the other interviews, then I'll be telling you how to do that at the end of the podcast. So let's dive straight in there. And the first interview you're going to hear with Kevin is with our leader at the Come Together Hub, Matt, or Matty. And this is how it sounded a little after 7 o'clock on the 14th of March.
Well, my next guest, after having a bit of a rough start in life, was able to get back on his feet, and now he's helping others to do exactly the same. Well, Matthew Molyneux founded the Come Together Hub in St Helens. The group supports people who are battling things like addiction and depression by using projects like gardening and football. And, you know, the stories and what we've listened to and heard about Matt, he's an inspiring man. And he was a finalist in the 2024 Make a Difference Awards. And I'm pleased to say that he joins me now. Morning, Matt.
Good morning, Kevin.
Thanks for joining us this morning. And thank you for the lovely welcome that we got this morning when we came in.
Did you like your cup of tea?
I'm loving my cup of tea. They're just on the go all the time. So listen, so tell us a little bit more then, Matthew. You know, you had a bit of a rough time when you were younger. Can you just summarise and just take us on that journey a bit?
Well, I mean, I guess lots of people have tough times, and this isn't like a self-pity shout. You know, like my mum suffered with mental health problems and took her own life when I was 10 years of age, and like I said, it's not a self-pity shout, this happens to lots of people, you know, and I just took a wrong way, wrong path in life, and for many, many years, like, struggled with my own mental health and addiction problems, and I got a break in about 2010, someone reached out to me and offered, you know, show me a different way, and offered me some support, and I managed to sort my life out, and you know, over the last couple of years in St. Helens, I've just been driven in trying to like pay back the people who supported me, so I'll just try and support as many people as I can.
Well, first and foremost, mate, well done.
Well, I don't know if it requires a well done.
Of course it does, mate. Of course, it's the journey that you've been on, what you've been through, and you've come through that. And not only have you come through that, but you've accepted the help. And that's what men in particular, and a lot of people might find difficult, is accepting help. But you've accepted help. You've taken that journey. So well done is an understatement, if I'm honest with you.
Well, I think that all that stuff that happened has become like a gift for me, because I can use that to help other people now. So we Come Together, we're a lived experience recovery organisation, so we use our experience to help other people who are also suffering with these like issues that are really, well, life-threatening.
It's a double whammy for us, because obviously, you know, the Brekkie Show, we're in Liverpool City Centre, but we're Merseyside, so we cover a big, big patch. But after living in Liverpool, you know, your roots came to here, to St Helens, you came back to St Helens, because, you know, you wanted to pass on that lived experience. And how receptive was that when you came back?
I think it was really well receptive. Like, I got clean in Liverpool, and I stayed up there for quite a few years, and I loved the city, but St Helens is my hometown, you know, my roots are here, my family's here, you know, my friends are here, and, you know, like, lots of people who I went to school with and grew up with suffered the same kind of issues I had, you know, so it's really, it's nice in a funny kind of way to see some of these people, to let them see the change in me, because, it, you know, I know that's what inspired me when I seen other people had changed, you know, and there is help out there, and, you know, like I said it when I was nominated last year, you know, the biggest thing, the best thing I ever did was ask for help. You know, like, it was the hardest thing and the best thing I ever did. So, you know, if there's anyone out there struggling with mental health problems or addiction problems or just struggling to find someone to talk to, just reach out, because you're surprised in how many people are willing to help when you ask.
And that's the big step, isn't it? I mean, I've said it various times, actually, that people see asking help as a form of weakness, when actually it's the biggest step forward. It's a sign of strength, isn't it?
It definitely helped me, and I see it in other people. You know, like, it's like a relief, just to because you start to see the compassion and humanity when you ask for help. No, it's a beautiful thing, really.
Yeah, it is, and it's a way forward, isn't it? And then that way forward has helped you set up the Come Together Hub here at St. Ella. So tell us a bit more about that, how that works, and who that helps here at Park Farm Community Centre.
So we have 13 different projects a week that we run, and ranging from yoga to football. We have a boxing session, community allotment. Now, it's not all run from Park Farm. We have a couple of yoga sessions that we run here. Our office is based here, and we provide some training for some of the volunteers. So we do that here, but we operate around different community centres in the town, because part of the idea of Come Together was we want to, like, knit the communities together. You know, we don't want to just be isolated in one area, just serving one community there. We want to operate right across the town, so we try and spread ourselves as wide as we can.
And you do lots here at the Come Together Hub. What sort of difference have you seen in the people that have come here to where they are now? And is there any particular stories that float to the top that you can share with us?
So, I mean, one of the main thing is when you see the light in someone's eyes, come on, that's amazing for me, you know, and they start to see. Now, human beings, we don't need a lot of encouragement. It only takes a little bit of encouragement for people to get driven. So when we try and encourage people to change and to think more positively and to act more positively, it's really, like, amazing for me to witness that, and over the last couple of months, like, we've been providing some training for people around, like, safeguarding and equality and diversity and stuff like that. And watching the guys really get stuck into it, you know, like, coming back to me and feeding back to me. Like,
how do you feel when that happens, Matt, when they do?
It lights me up. I feel better for them than I feel better for me when you know what I mean, if that makes sense. You know, like, I've done some stuff over the years, and you get a sense of pride when you achieve something, and I know what they're experiencing. So that's like the lived experience. I know what the journey, what they're on, so it lights me up, mate.
Yeah, again, I was mentioning earlier on, you know, that it's a pity you can't see the passion that I'm seeing here today, because Matt, he's grinning ear to ear, and the passion in his face is just palpable. It really is. Excuse me. So, Matt, for anybody now who's listening to this, how can people support the work that you do, and what would you say to anybody who might be struggling?
So, I mean, the support that we do, I mean, we use social media a lot, so we try and get ourselves recognised through social media, just to let people know that there is support services available. And I think social media can be a really good tool to use to reach out, especially people who are isolated and don't get out much.
What's the handle?
It's Come Together Hub.
That's it, just at Come Together Hub.
Yeah. So Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. All these young, you know, for the young ones.
For the young ones. Yeah, for the youngies. Oh, Matt, I know we're going to be chatting to you all morning this morning as well, in and about, but can I just say, well done, mate. I'm in awe, and I'm inspired by what you've done and the journey that you've come on, so thank you.
Well, can I just quickly, I just want to say, like, thanks to everyone who's involved with, like, Come Together, and especially St. Helens Council, who's, like, supported us, and we've got, like, Canal for Insulation who sponsor us, and, you know, it's really good that people want to help and support us, do you know what I mean? And if there's anyone out there, you know, who's struggling, just reach out, and you'll be surprised.
Yeah, brilliant, Matt. Absolute pleasure. Thank you very much indeed. You see wonderful human beings out there, and there's lots here at Park Farm Community Centre. So if you would want to pop down and see us, then it'd be great to have your company this morning. We're here live till 10 o'clock this morning with your Brekkie Show.
The Sound.
The Sound of Liverpool.
Kevin Douala at breakfast.
BBC Radio Merseyside.
Yeah, very good morning, Merseyside. We're live from St. Helens. We are at the Park Farm Community Centre. Now, if you're looking for something to do, pop down and see us. There's a free community breakfast that they have here one day every month. And there's free bacon butties, there's croissants, there's juices, there's cereals. It's a community breakfast. But there's also an opportunity for you to find out the wonderful and amazing things that they do here. We've got Art and Libraries is here. The Team Carmilla here as well. Healthy Neighbour Projects is here. Walton and St. Helens, the voluntary community and social enterprise sanitation businesses are here. And also, as well, David Barnes MP, your local MP, is going to be here as well. Well, he's here now. He's just having a cup of tea now and he's standing by. So this is a great opportunity for you to come down, grab yourself a bacon butty or a bowl of cornflakes and discuss it. Discuss all of the things that are important to you in and around your area, which is a great thing. So it's a double whammy for us. We're highlighting all of the great things that the community are doing here, but also celebrating your views and your thoughts as well. So that's it. We're here live until 10 o'clock this morning. So the reason why we're doing this every Friday, we're going to different communities. We've already been to the Clock Community Centre in Everton. Last week we were at Team Oasis in Liverpool 8. And today we're at Park Farm Community Centre in St. Helens. And the reason why is because we're revisiting some of the nominees and the winners of the Make a Difference Awards from last year. So it's nice to celebrate and see how their lives have changed and what difference they've been making. We're asking you about, you know, who in your community, in and around where you live, are making a difference. Nominations for the 2025 Make a Difference are open, and there's loads of categories. We need you to nominate your local heroes, and we'll give you all the details on that throughout the show. Well, last year, the Come Together Hub, who are based in St. Helens, were one of our finalists, so we thought we'd come back and check in on them. We've already spoken to Matthew Molyneux, who set up the Come Together Hub, and has been an absolute inspiration. Well, Claire Rigby is one of the volunteers with the team, as is Richard, has been supported by the team too. So, morning, Claire.
Morning.
Morning, Richard.
Morning.
We'll start off with you, Claire, first. So, first of all, just tell us how you got involved with the Come Together Hub.
I had a community cafe in town. I had it for about 7 years, and last year I'd hit, like, exhaustion, the point of exhaustion where I couldn't carry on. I was putting like 70 hours a week into volunteer work, community work, running the cafe, and I collapsed last year and I just couldn't go any further with what I was doing. So I signed everything over to my business partner. I was like, oh kid, just take it off me and I'm gonna go and do something else. And then during that time, because I'd spent a lot of time taking to get through burnout and all that kind of stuff, I've been taking a lot of prescription medication, so a lot of diazepam, sleeping tablets, just to get me through.
To function.
To function, and I've become quite severely addicted to them. And when I left, I was like, well, I don't need these anymore. But it was really difficult, so I reached out to this guy on the internet, the only person I knew who could help me that didn't know me, because the whole town knew me, and I'd just let them all down by leaving. I'd let a whole town down, and I was like, I just reached out to this stranger, and he just taught me through what I needed to do, and he's like, yeah, go and see our Matty. You're going to have to go and see our Matty, but I couldn't, because it was hard, because I'd just left that. When he had a look on the internet, I was like, that's what I've just left, and I can't do it. So I spent like 4 months in complete social isolation. I didn't want to talk to no one. I'd go like 4 or 5 days. And then I got really poorly again at Christmas, like really poorly. And I ended up back on the prescriptions. And then when I came out of that at the beginning of January, I was like, okay. So, because it was Matty's brother that told me about Come Together. And I was like, I think I'm ready now, actually. I think I am ready. And I'm going to go to that chatty cafe. Right. And I was dead, like, if they ask me to sign anything or they want my phone number, I'm just going to get up and walk out. And I went in, like, quite negative, to be honest with you. And I walked in and Nick was sat there, right, with a just dead cheery face and a dead cute brummy accent. And it was like, you know when you just know someone's soul.
It just felt right.
You know someone's soul's good, you know what I mean? And I felt like I knew it. And she didn't ask me no awkward questions. She wasn't going, how are you feeling today, Claire? She was just letting me rant on. Then Matty walks in, he's like, you're all right, cock. Josh walks in, do you want a brew? And I was like,
home from home.
Yeah. So it was like, you know when you go somewhere for the first time and it's new, and you know you're the newbie, like it just went, it just all dissolved away from me. And I started to go into a few more and I got like dead comfortable. And I was like, I've just found my people. I've really found my people that is not going to make me be talk about all dead mindfulness, because I've just left all of that type of stuff. Just dead proper honest people. They'll tell you how it is. And they don't airy furry all around you. And then I went to a few more and I went to a few more. And then I was like, but because I'm dead community-minded, I've been doing volunteer work. I was a mental health first aider for the town centre in COVID. I got COVID Hero Awards. I've done loads and loads of stuff. Is it just kept nagging at me all the time? Like, you need to do something else. And then I said to Matty, because I'm a volunteer for Friends of Victoria Park, and they have a community garden. I was telling Matty, and he was like, get us one. And then he's like, do you want to do it? And I was like, you know what? It's only 2 hours a week. That's manageable, actually, and I'm not going to get poorly with that. And that's what I'm doing. So we're doing the community garden, because you can't be in a bad mood at park, can you?
No, and we talk about getting out and about. It's something different, isn't it? As soon as you go out and get the fresh air or go for a walk, it just changes your whole mood. And that's brilliant to hear that, Claire. And I'm chuffed for you that you've come through that journey and you've found your people.
Found my people. Yeah,
yeah, this is a great way to put it.
Tea.
They make a brilliant cup of tea. And Richard joins me as well. So, Richard, we've just heard a bit of Claire's story there. So just give us your story. How has the Come Together Hub helped you?
It's helped me fantastically. I was, same as a little Claire, I'd been sectioned under the Mental Health Act. I ended up at Wiston for about 7 months, had electroconvulsive therapy the lot. So I was seriously mentally ill, and when I was depressed, I lost all my social confidence. So I was quite gregarious beforehand and was out and about chatting to people and so forth. Didn't have any problems at all. And then when I became depressed, I just shut myself off from everybody. And I was sectioned the first time. And anyway, it's a long story, but I got Rebecca, who's my mental health navigator. And she was looking for groups for me to join to help bring myself out of myself, as they say. And she found this media group that met on Wednesday morning at the Millennium House, and she thought, because my background's in the media, she thought that would be the right one for Richard. So she accompanied me for the first few weeks, and similar to Claire, the first time I went in, they were just so friendly and welcoming, and they just let me get it on. We do these daily readings. And in fact, it's on YouTube to Come Together Hubs and Helens. Give that a plug. In fact, I'm doing today's, I think. So we record a week's worth and we have a discussion and we record that. And that goes on YouTube. And the first one I did, they just all applauded me.
Oh, brilliant.
Brought my confidence back. And since then, I've joined other groups and I'm out and about. Ones that Rebecca's mentioned and other ones, the social groups. And it's just been fantastic to me. I can't praise them enough. They were just, and Matty was just brilliant and led me on to do things.
It's an incredible story, incredible journey that, Richard. So for anybody listening now who's come through that journey or is in that journey now that you were in, because you've come through it now, what message would you give to them?
Just go for it. Just come along. We meet every Wednesday morning with the media group, but there's other things that are going, as you've heard about. Just come along and you'll find a friendly face, probably a cup of tea. And everybody's the same, you know. We've had different experiences, but we're all the same in a way, because we need help, and we need help socialising back into the community. So just come along and don't be frightened, because they really are friendly.
No, it's absolutely brilliant. Claire, thank you so much for sharing your story.
You're welcome.
And Richard as well, I believe you've got a passion and a background in radio yourself.
I have, yeah.
So what I'd like you to do is to introduce the travel now. So Claire does all travel. So all you've got to say is, people from Radio Merseyside, here's the latest travel with Claire. Over to you.
It's BBC Radio Merseyside. And now the latest travel news from Claire.
Smashed it, Richard. Richard's also going to be our quiz host for the day. So just after 8:30, get your pens ready. Or if you're driving, it might be in your cars now. Just answer the questions in your head. Well, speaking of driving, let's have a little look.
Bab, bab. Okay, the music can only mean one thing. It is time for our pub quiz, and I've just made that quick mistake, right? Claire, bless her, she's popped over a bacon butty for me. So just had a quick bite of that. Billy, can you turn that bed down? Thanks. I can't hear myself think. Cheers, lad. Sorry, Billy. He's only our high sheriff, by the way. He's back at base and he's doing all of the controls now. He's probably laughing now. Like I was saying, I've just taken a vitamin bacon butty. And you know when you go for a slurp of tea, but you can't remember whether it's a fresh one or a warm one, and I've just made a schoolboy error and just taken a big gulp and they burnt me lip off. So you got to rescue me, Claire. It's time for our pub quiz and loads of teams to play, Claire.
You're having a nightmare, aren't you? Do you know what? Right, I'll introduce our quiz teams while you finish that bacon. Didn't even let me finish my sentence then. He's got a big mouthful of bacon balm. Right, it is the time for our pub quiz. We are nice and full here now in the hall at Park Farm Community Centre. Can I get a big cheer from everyone playing our pub quiz today? Wonderful. Right, so the teams that we've got, Knorf Insulation. Have I pronounced that right?
Correct.
Okay, so you're going to be the Knorf Quizzes. We've got the insulation guys here in St. Helens today. So give it a big cheer for your table. Lovely. We've got Skydiver Paul, you might remember. We've had Paul on recently. Who's recently done a big skydive, haven't you? It's nice to meet you, Paul.
Nice to meet you.
So you're on a team today. Who's this lovely lady with you?
My darling wife, Helen.
Oh, hello. Hello, Paul's wife. Hello. So you're on a team together today. Desperate Measures. Can we get a whoop whoop from you? Do that again. It's leaving me hanging. We've got the Park Farm Players. No, we haven't. Oh, there they are. Park Farm Players. Yay! There we go. I thought you'd snuff out back to the office then. And we've got the Buzz. Yes. Fantastic. They're our quiz teams for today. So for everyone listening, playing along with the quiz, don't worry about texting in for us today. Just mark your cards at home. We've got the lovely Richard, who you heard Kev chatting to a little bit earlier, who's going to be our quiz master for today. So, Richard, it's over to you.
Wow. Hello, everybody.
Hi, Richard. Say hello to Richard.
You're ready.
Yeah. Okay.
Local knowledge. Ooh, find out soon enough. Okay, here we go then. Question one. And a bit of a sing-along involved in this one, if we do it right. Question one. In which century did the ferry across the Mersey... All together now. Ferry across the... That's enough, otherwise we'll have to pay Jerry Marsden for that. Right. In which century did the ferry across the Mersey first run? Which century?
Don't shout your answers out. Write them down on your paper. Question two.
Question two. Central Park in New York City. Who's been there? Seen Central Park, yeah?
Well, Claire's been.
Yeah. It's a well-known landmark, of course, but what inspired its creation? Central Park in New York. What inspired it?
Question three, Rich.
Question three. The Vauxhall plant at Ellesmere Port is built on the site of what was once one of the country's top racecourses. What was the racecourse called? Vauxhall plants, yeah.
Next question.
All right. What constituency does the Speaker of the House of Commons, Sir Lindsay Hoyle, represent? Somebody here should know that.
Okay, is that all five questions there, Rich? One more. Heart. It's something about hosting this quiz. Kev does this every day. He gets to question four and he goes, that's it, that's it. Question five, please, Rich.
Five. Liverpool, as we all know, is home to Europe's oldest Chinatown. But what Chinese city is one of today's twin cities of Liverpool?
Oh, there's your five questions. Let's have a quick recap-a-rooney of them. Quick fire, Richard, before we go to travel.
Quick fire. In which century did the ferry cross the Mersey first run? That's question one. Question two. Central Park in New York City is a well-known landmark, but what inspired its creation? Question three, the Vauxhall plant at Ellesmere Port is built on the site of what was once one of the country's top racecourses. What was the racecourse called? Question four, what constituency does the Speaker of the House of Commons, Sir Lindsay Hoyle, represent? And question five, Liverpool is home to Europe's oldest Chinatown, but what Chinese city is one of today's twin cities of Liverpool?
Thank you, Richard. There's your five questions. We've got our teams all taking part today live here at Park Farm Community Centre. So you've got a bit of travel and a track to get your answers down.
Kevin Duala at breakfast. BBC Radio Merseyside.
And that was Messi there. That was Lola Young with Messi, with a great track here. You can hear the hubbub, hubbub of everybody that's here. We're at the Park Farm Community Centre, and lots of people. I think this is the most people we've had doing the quiz, I think, Claire.
I think it's the biggest space that we've been in as well, and it's definitely filling up. But it is just like a drop-in today as well, like Jess mentioned earlier. You know, there's so many people here today with their stalls set up. You can come and talk to art and libraries. You can come and talk to St. Helens Wellbeing. You can come and talk to, you know, Carmel School. There's loads going on. Carers Trust. There's all kinds going on here today. But right now, we're doing our quiz with everyone. Billy, fire the music. Okay, Richard, walk with me. Let's go and see how everyone has done on our quiz this morning. Right, are we ready? Have we got answers down, everyone? Yes, okay. Question one, Richard, was?
Was, and I must thank, by the way, I had some help with this, for Charlie and Glenn, so thank you very much. So blame them for how difficult they were. All right, in which century did the ferry cross the Mersey first run? It was the 12th.
Who got that one? You got 11th. Oh, well, that's wrong then, isn't it, eh? Half a point! You didn't decide that. Can they have half a point, Richard?
It's 1150 AD, so that's the 12th century, isn't it?
So there we go.
Okay,
so
close.
Maybe we'll accept 11.
All right, it's Friday. I'm feeling good. Come on, question two, Richard.
Question two. Central Park, well-known landmark. What inspired its creation? It was Birkenhead Park.
Anyone?
Designed by Joseph Paxton. You get a bonus point for that one.
Oh, well done. Well done. Jess got that one. Well done. Question three.
Okay. The Vauxhall plant at Ellesmere Port, built on the site of what was once one of the country's top racecourses. What was the racecourse called? It was Hooton Park. Hooton Park. It was commandeered, this little bit of background here, by the military during World War One and never returned to its old use, although there's a good karting track that's on part of the land today, I'm told. Right, question four. What constituency does the Speaker of the House of Commons, Sir Lindsay Hoyle, represent? Chorley.
Oh, they all knew that one, didn't they? They all knew that one.
Since 1997, that was his first elected. And finally, Liverpool is home, as we all know, to Europe's oldest Chinatown. Which Chinese city is today's twin city of Liverpool? Shanghai.
Well done. Right, let's go around. Richard, thank you so much. Fantastic questions. Jess, how did you do?
I got three.
You got three? That is good for us. Me and Jess are normally a little bit rubbish at this. But how did our quiz teams do today down here at Park Farm Community? North Insulation, how did you get on today?
One.
That's all right. That's normally what I got. Which one was it?
Charlie.
Well, well done. Well done to you. We've got Skydiver Paul and his lovely wife. What did you get today on our quiz?
One.
Okay. I'm sensing a theme. Desperate Measures, how did you do today?
Brilliant.
Okay. How many did you get?
Two.
Well, you're winning so far with two. The Park Farm Players, guys, how did you get on with our quiz this morning?
We took 2.5 points.
No, I'm not going to argue with this either. You were adamant that was your half a point. Okay, we'll go with that. And the Buzz, how did you get on today with your quiz?
Okay, I've got 1 out of 5.
1 out of 5. Okay, so the winners are, by slightly cheating and adding half a point without anyone else's permission... Oh, Jess, you can't have the win. It's the Park Farm Players. Well done, guys. Well done. There was our quizaroonie for the day.
Well done to everybody. Just for the record, I got 5 out of 5, right, as always. Right, coming up after 9 o'clock this morning, we normally do call Kev, but obviously we're out and about on the... It's important, isn't it, to highlight and find out people's journeys. I'm joined now by Lisa. Lisa's a volunteer at the Come Together Hub. Morning, Lisa.
Hiya, good morning.
When you walked in this morning, which seemed like a couple of hours ago now, a huge smile on your face there. You happy to be here?
I love being here. I love anything to do with Come Together Hub. It's so beneficial to the community as a whole.
Yeah, so your journey then, Lisa, how were you introduced to the Come Together Hub?
Well, originally I'm an addict. I suffer with addictions. I attend NA, which is an abstinence-based like spiritual program, and through NA I met Matty, and he ran Come Together Hub. And during, obviously, addiction and things, I lost a lot of confidence, and I had a lot of trauma in my past, but particularly my daughter died in 2013, the 1st of January, which seemed to, like, really send me on a spiral, and I could stop using drugs, but I couldn't stay abstinent because I didn't have any ambition. I didn't have any knowledge of what.
Your daughter passing away like that, and then you know you're hitting rock bottom there. Yeah. It's difficult.
It was so difficult, and it was finding something small in every day to give me hope to, you know. And it was only when I found like Narcotics Anonymous and then Come Together Hub, and I started volunteering for the media group and things, and then there's courses I now attend, which is I've just finished my diversity and equality training and safeguarding, and then I'm
good for you
to level 2 counselling to give something back to the Come Together Hub, because it's just so amazing the things that it's doing for the community, and it's really what was missing for me, and you know, the support afterwards, you know, to know how to live again and get support with that. And there's that many range of services, from like gym to media course, you know, to actual training college courses. And because obviously I struggle with my confidence, the tutor comes out to us here at the Park Farm, and it makes it so much easier to learn in an environment that I'm, you know, secure in, until I get, obviously the confidence grows even more. And it's just like I do the outreach with Matty as well, which is we take food to homeless and things like that.
And what's that like, Lisa, you know, when you're going out, you know, you've been through this journey now and you've come through the other side and you're now giving back. What does that mean to you, and how does that feel when you are now helping other people?
Do you know what? It doesn't even feel like helping other people at the time. I just want to show them that there is a way, and there is new ways of doing, you know, abstinence from, you know, substances or whatever the issues may be, even mental health issues. And there's so much support, and there's allotments, there's gym, there's yoga, you know, and there's confidence boosting things like the media group that I do on the Wednesdays with them as well, and then college courses that is improving my education to help me give back, you know, to the community. And I think it's good to see all the people who are actually giving to the community in sponsorship, and yourselves even coming down to like raise awareness of what we do, because obviously it's still up and running at the moment. There's still more and more things that are going to be in progress, and I just think it's such an amazing thing that is happening. I think every community needs a Matty and a Come Together Hub. I really do.
Yeah, and to highlight all of the wonderful things you mentioned, the amazing there. Well, you're amazing, Lisa. The journey that you've been on and coming through the other side as well, through the help of the Come Together Hub. You know, you've really come together within your life as well. So, you know, congratulations for that. That's a huge, huge journey. That.
But I think it's mainly Come Together gave me hope and people to rely on who I could trust, you know, and that was what I needed. And
yeah, trust is massive, innit?
Long may it continue.
Yeah, well, long may you continue as well. Thanks, Lisa.
Much. Thank you.
Yeah, what an amazing woman. What an amazing story. Just another tiny little story in a huge, huge community that's going on here in St. Helens Park Farm community. We've still got lots of people to talk to. What an absolute morning. Right, I need to gather the team, huddle up here now. Come on, let's get together. So Tom's here, Claire's here, and Jess is here as well. Just look around the room here now, and what's hit you most today, Jess?
I just can't believe the amount of organisations and people that are here that make such a difference to people's lives. And I think we've had a message from Pepe and Little Sutton. My mum's just messaging.
Oh, morning, Nanny Annie.
From Spain, and said, I love listening to these programmes. It makes me want to come along and get involved. And I think that's what we're doing. These people here are inspiring people and going, wow, this is happening in my community. I want to do it. I want to go along and I want to find out more.
Yeah. It's about finding the time, and you can always find... Everybody's got a bit of time. Time is precious, and it's also priceless as well. You've been walking around the room all morning, Claire, today, and you've been rubbing shoulders with some powerful, inspirational people.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Richard, you've done our quiz before. You know, you had a chat to Richard about mental health. He was speaking with the, you know, we've heard from the lady as well, who was really open about struggling with addiction and losing her daughter. And something that Richard said today that really stood out for me was, all of us need help in whatever way. And I think that's what's been apparent today, seeing all of these different people and groups that are here today. it's to help someone in whatever way that they need it. And I think that just speaks volumes about the amount of amazing stuff that goes on here at Park Farm.
Well, I hope you enjoyed hearing the highlights from that broadcast. If you want to hear the full broadcast with all the interviews, it's in two parts. The first is 6 till 9, and the easiest way of finding it is going to BBC Sounds and putting a search for Kevin Douala and then looking for the 14th of the 3rd, 2015, for the breakfast show, and that will cover you between 6 and 9. And then for the last hour, between 9 and 10, when in fact there were probably the bulk of the interviews, then you need to call Kevin Douala on the same BBC Radio Merseyside page. But if you search in the search box overall from BBC Sounds, you'll be able to find both of the segments, as it were. Anyway, next time, a bit of another type of special. For comic relief orbing, well, if I can get my stuff together for that, so that should be a bit of a laugh and hopefully raise a bit of money as well for comic relief. But for the moment, thanks very much for listening. Hope you enjoyed it, hope you got something out of it, and don't forget the Come Together Hub YouTube broadcasts. The daily readings and the discussions we have are available as a search, and subscribe please to YouTube and just put Come Together Hub for St Helens. Okay. That's it. Thanks very much for listening. Until the next time.